Trasa Kerrigan, you're very welcome to here. You are a witch?
I am Heidi. Thank you very much for having me here today.
How else, now, witch, a lot of people wouldn't really understand what the term witch means. What is it? What is that to you?
Well, I would actually describe myself as an eclectic witch, which is somebody that makes up their own laws, their own rules and their own spells. I'm also part of a group that's learning, it's learning progressive witchcraft, which is Wicca. Wicca is a religion. I have a number of other things. I'm a pagan priestess for the goddess Morrigan, for the god Lu, and I'm a Bandri as well. So it's really about personal empowerment. It's about following your own path and what's true to you. I have studied a lot over the years, so it's not a decision I made lightly to become a witch. It's taken me 11 years to actually decide to use the word. But yes, witch.
A lot of connotations around it. But I mean, they were in existence a long time before the word priest was around.
Yes, definitely.
Was wise woman or witch, wasn't it?
Yes.
I'm joined also in the studio. Jerry Rafferty has stayed with me to help a young guy, Adam, who is here on work experience, so that Adam won't be the only boy in the room. And I also have Leah and Amy, who are also on work experience. Leah, Amy and Adam, I'm guessing that you're all under the age of 25. Would that be right?
That would be right, yes.
Yeah. Are you as well?
Yes,
very young. So I'm interested on their perspective because myself, Trasa and Jerry are not under 25, and that's enough said about that. Trasa, what would be your feeling on Valentine's Day now? Because there's an awful lot of, like the old religion before Christianity came in, women had a very different role, didn't they, than the current roles?
Well, I'm currently studying the Morrigan, and the Morrigan would have been a warrior goddess, though she would have actually been a sorceress as well. And there would have been a lot of female empowerment then. People were more equal. There wasn't the same patriarchal society as there is these days. Women were treated as equals. They had their own defined roles in society, but they were treated in an equal manner. And in some ways, they were actually seen as superior to men because women could give birth, which obviously men can't. My own feeling on Valentine's Day is that while it's wonderful to be in a relationship and to be able to celebrate that relationship, I'm quite cynical about Valentine's Day itself for a variety of reasons. Firstly, if you're in a relationship, I feel you should treat your partner well all year round and that you shouldn't be told how to do so or why to do so just because of one day a year. I feel it's become quite commercial. It's turning out like Christmas. You've got your flowers, your chocolates, your cards, your bottles of champagne, jewellery, expensive lingerie. I'll go back.
You did well out of Valentine's Day, didn't you?
I'll go back to the lingerie in a minute because I have a different issue around that one. But, you know, it's like everyone has to conform to society's expectations these days. And there's huge pressure on people to be in a relationship. You even hear about children being given cards by their parents. At what stage are we trying to actually teach people that you have to be in a relationship, you have to get married, have to have 2.2 children, get your job, your two cars, whatever? Because personally, I believe it's an indictment of the way society is going. That doesn't work. When you look at the figures the Pieta House released, there are 10 suicides in Ireland every week. These are people that are under pressure to conform. And Valentine's Day, I see, is another way of that conformity.
Kind of like a reminder that that you're not the peak of married with 2.5 children type of stuff.
Well, it's all pretense, really. I mean, we have to look inside ourselves for our individual notions of happiness. Nobody can make you happy except you. And if we look to society's standards of normal, because there is actually no such thing as normal. Norm only means the mean. It means they take a variety of different things and they stick them all together, and whatever actuarial figure comes out as the one that everybody should be is what they're trying to pressurise everybody to be. But when you look at Valentine's Day, it actually has become a huge commercial exercise in cynicism, I feel.
Yeah, well, I'm keen now to go to the... Who am I, Leah or Amy?
Leah.
Leah, you're there beside Trasa. What do you think? I mean, do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
I've never celebrated it or not celebrated it. I've kind of forgotten about it. I don't really think it's
answer.
That important.
Yeah. So have you any plans for Valentine's Day at all?
I think I'm just going to do the usual thing I do every Saturday. Just hang out with some of my friends and
very good.
Go to classes and stuff.
Yeah. Jerry, now you are long time married.
Yeah, I'm over 30 years married. Yeah.
Well, I think Valentine's is great. As Trasa says, there are a lot of, you could be cynical, okay, but the thing about it is, I find in life, my own experience is there can be a hell of a lot of negative things in your life. But I believe there that if positive things come up, maybe like Easter and, let's say, Christmas and Valentine's, a birthday, a christening, whatever, I believe, yes, a good reason to celebrate. And as I say, there's plenty of negative dates throughout the year. So I think anything that creates a positive note, I would be wishing to run with it, you know.
Okay, that's it. Yes, so don't take the whole theory of it too seriously. Just any excuse for a party, kind of.
Well, kind of not that light either, but I mean, in general, like, you know, there are all things that we have to do, challenges in life, you know. So if you get a day off and it's a nice celebration, I think, yeah, why not go for it?
Yeah, Adam, can you move over there now? You can move the microphone around there a little bit to yourself. Yeah. What do you think do you celebrate Valentine's Day or?
Really, only it'll probably only be this year. Like the past years, I haven't. Because I do have a girlfriend this year.
Ah. Is it a thing then that if you don't have a partner, you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, you just...
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to do? Is it a secret?
Yeah.
Oh, no way! What would you think are good things to do without, in generally, generically, like?
I think just being able to show your partner or whatever how much you love them is really just the best thing to do in whatever way it is. Just, oh. Yeah.
Adam, that sounds really nice. There you go. Is that good advice, do you think? Yeah. Leah, what's your thoughts? Amy, sorry. Yes, we've had Leah. Amy, Valentine's Day, what do you think?
I personally like Valentine's Day because it's a nice, like, day to be extra romantic or anything if you are in a relationship, but that's just because personally it works for me. But as a whole, I don't like the idea of like over commercialized holidays and like giving people reasons to be like unhappy, like, because a lot of people would be unhappy on Valentine's Day because they feel they need to be in a relationship and this is a day when everybody's happy and they're not because they're not in a relationship. So even though it works personally for me, like I like that holiday, I don't support that kind of day, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal as it's made up to be. Like, I will still celebrate it and I'll still enjoy it because it's not a big deal, but like lots of people do think it's a big deal and it shouldn't be that like over commercialized.
What do you think about sending cards to small children? I mean, prepubescent children.
I don't like it when parents send their kids Valentine's Day pretending it's from a stranger, because kids don't need that. Like, you don't need the card. It's not a necessity. I like you're in school and you give a card to your friend because it's a nice thing to do. But people shouldn't feel like they have to get a card. Like, the parents sending their kids cards in the post pretending it's from like a secret admirer, that's not right. Like, the kid will think that's the normal thing to happen, and it's not normal. It's just something that sometimes happens.
They might think their mother fancies them.
Yeah,
which is very dangerous. I think there's a whole complex about that. But what about the kids? Because I can remember in primary school, all right, everybody making cards and passing them around to whoever you fancied. But invariably, it would be one or two people who get all of the cards of boys or girls, and there would be definitely one or two people who would get no card at all. Mm-hmm. Like, is that a good, you know? Should it be stopped altogether? Because surely that feels terrible for the poor individual who just happens to be going through a bad phase, you know, bad hair day.
teachers shouldn't, like, say, OK, we're all going to write Valentine's cards to each other now, because everything is going to turn into a popularity contest if you do that kind of thing in school. Like, children need to be treated equally, and it's very important that teachers understand that. However, like, if you want to give one to your friend or anything outside of, like, school-related thing to do, it is like a nice thing. I like it when like little kids give each other Valentine's Day cards. I don't like it when teachers say, okay, send it to whoever you like in the class, and suddenly it's becoming another popularity contest like everything else always is.
Should the teacher send everybody a Valentine's card?
No, because people shouldn't feel the need.
Actually, that could be dangerous, couldn't it? Don't do it, teachers. It's a bit hairy, isn't it, really, all that choice thing. That popularity contest, as you say. Sometimes, yes, like we're thinking, that Valentine's Day is a bigger deal for people who don't, who are on their own. Maybe they've lost somebody or something like that, or bereaved. You touched on something there, Trasa, the underwear, what was it, the lingerie?
Yes, that isn't just about Valentine's Day. My issue there, and it's also to do with 50 Shades of Grey and various different things like that, but my opinion on a man buying woman lingerie, I think it's a terrible thing to do, because who's he actually buying it for? Is he buying it for her? Or is he buying it for himself? Because is he buying it for her to actually put on and to perform in a way that he would actually like? Or would it not be better for him to give her something that she could actually use for herself, or for him to actually buy underwear for himself that he can wear for her?
Yes, very good.
So what? So the whole you know, negligee and red underwear and all that, I feel, is another male construct.
A little bit like fashion shows and beauty contests type of stuff, is it? Or making women making yourself available to your man for...
Basically, yes. Basically, yes. I feel that's the way it is.
That's a whole... I am reading about that, actually, Ethna Viney's book, about the whole modern, I suppose, really, take on what, since psychology started. It's a minefield. It's a minefield.
I've studied a bit of CBT myself, and basically we've cognitive behavior therapy.
Oh, right. Okay, yes.
It's a way to raise people's self-esteem. It's a psychological method, a psychological tool that's used. And basically, I feel we have enough people that have body issues and that have self-worth issues and self-esteem issues here without shoving Valentine's Day in their face. Now, don't get me wrong. If people are in a relationship, that's wonderful. But do you really want to go out and sit in an overpriced restaurant that's totally overcrowded because Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, I'll get slated for that one. All these different holidays that are pushed at us by the restaurant, by the card people. You don't get the same service on those days. You get overcrowded restaurants, you get people rushing around. Would you not be better off to celebrate at home with a meal cooked maybe by the partner that doesn't normally cook it, or the child that doesn't cook it on Mother's Day, and go out and celebrate on a different time of the year? So my main issue is, show the people in your life that you love them all year round. Don't wait for society or for a commercial company to tell you when to tell someone that you love them.
That they're special.
That they're special.
Yes. That's good. I do take on board, though, that it's nice to have a nice day. All the shops look very pretty with their purple hearts and stuff like that. And maybe, do you think, relationships... Because life is busy. Life is... There's lots of people have a lot of pressure on them at all times, and that sometimes you need to be reminded to take some time to notice your other partner or the person that you're living with. Let me see, who will we go to? The one who, well, you don't celebrate, do you, Leah? No, Jerry. Tell me, you liked Valentine's Day, didn't you?
Yeah, I do. As I said, I liked the Valentine's Day, but. Again, listening to Trasa, very, very, very good point she's making. But I'm just thinking to myself here now that there's people that they drive convertible motor cars, you know, the soft top roof. And there's people that enjoy that, letting down the roofs, even sometimes when it's cold, you know. But there's people that wouldn't dare have a removable roof on their car because they wouldn't be into it, you know what I mean? So there's people that's into Valentine's and there's people that's not into Valentine's maybe. But for those that are into it, if they want to go to a packed out restaurant, if they really want to overflow with their generosity to their partners or whatever, that's way to go, you know, whatever they want. We can't just set a bar for everybody, you know, say this is a good idea or this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But we seem to actually do that in a lot of areas. We set a bar for everybody and we say, this is a good idea, this is a bad idea, you're allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. Personally, I feel if people want to celebrate Valentine's Day, that they're very welcome to go ahead. But my view on it is, as I said, celebrate all year round. Make time for your partner.
If somebody is on their own, and one of the things you can do, it is a new idea that we came across, is you can marry yourself and treat yourself this weekend to explore loving yourself, if you like. Trasa, you have a lot of therapies, wonderful relaxing and healing and therapies that you offer, don't you? You're a Reiki and Session master?
Reiki and Seikim.
Seikim.
I would do a lot of energy-based therapies, yes.
But you do aromatherapy as well, don't you? And head massage and reflexology and lovely stuff.
I do, yes.
If people want to book a a session with you this weekend and treat themselves, or over the coming weeks, if they want to show themselves a bit of their own self-love, how do they get in touch with you?
They could call me on 086-6069-201.
086-6069-201, or any other therapist that is near you, male or female, because it's all for everybody here. Treat yourself to a present or a gift. Make this about love, maybe, this weekend, not just about male-female, which is the typical Valentine-looking thing. Make it about love of your pets, your family, yourself, your world, your universe, and whatever you hold precious to yourself. We're going to go to a song. Thank you so much, guys. I'm going to have to call. I could talk about this forever. Trasa, thank you for coming into the studio. Leah, Amy, Adam, Jerry, thank you so much.